This is an NBC 23 Insight.
A well-established weather myth states that you should never administer first aid to a person that has just been struck by lightning because they will retain an electrical charge from the strike. This is simply not the case. If you find yourself near a person that has been struck by lightning, you can administer first aid immediately. The person will not retain an electrical charge. However, please be aware of the surroundings near the victim. If you find any loose electrical wiring or materials that can conduct electricity, please make sure not to touch those or get anywhere near those if they are near the victim. There is a weather myth that exists that lightning never strikes the same place twice, and this is not correct. Many tall buildings such as the Sears Tower, the Empire State Building, or the Stratosphere Tower in Las Vegas get struck by lightning many times a year. In fact, during one particular storm, the Empire State Building was struck by lightning 8 times over the course of 24 minutes. The important thing about lightning safety is to not project above the surrounding landscape. Avoid objects that do this, such as electricity poles, large trees, and large buildings. Try and find shelter inside of a well-established structure. One well-established weather myth is that the rubber tires on your automobile actually insulate you in case your automobile is struck by lightning. That is not the case. What actually insulates you is the sheet metal that the car is comprised of. Because of this, your automobile is usually a very safe place to be if it is struck by lightning. This cannot be said of convertible cars. If you are driving or riding in a convertible, this type of vehicle will offer you no protection from lightning. A very popular weather myth states that downtown areas are protected from tornadoes, and this is simply not the case. All you need to do is speak with the residents of Shreveport or Fort Worth or Miami or Salt Lake City. All of these downtown areas have been affected directly by tornadoes in the past 10 years. These areas are just as much at risk for tornado development as any open area would be. The important thing to remember during tornadoes is to seek shelter, preferably in a basement, but if you can't locate a basement or the building does not have one, seek an interior hallway or bathroom. Put as many walls as possible between you and the approaching tornado outside.
This has been an NBC 23 Insight.